Wathowalala soqiba. Sawuphinde sifunde ke xa siphinde sabuya ke futhi siyigqiphela apho kibani.
A community health worker explains a medical procedure to a sick mother and her child inside the Masizini Health Point. The clinic is nothing more than a mud hut. But, says nurse Esther Zonke, it's all the people here have.
There's no electricity here. Chairs, there are no chairs and no table for writing, no bed for examination, no screens for privacy. Can you see down here there's a mud? It's not right for the people.
A mud floor?
It's dusty, very dusty. To those who have gotten asthma.
The local Bulungula Incubator, or BI NGO, says more than half of all households in the district have lost an infant to diarrhea. It's easy to prevent the disease, but not here, where residents don't have clean water and proper sanitation, nor the means to get to distant hospitals when they fall sick.
All we can say about the number, from a statistical point of view, is that the number is very high. And a third of households have lost two children, at least two. And then there was one household that lost nine children.
Rajan Woodroff is the director of the BI. Because there are no public health facilities in the vast region, she says people here usually die if they become seriously ill.
You have zero option. There's no ambulance that will come at all. I mean, there's no number you can phone. You just basically stuffed. I mean, it's nothing less than a human rights abuse.
Bulungula residents like Nomzingisi Hopisi speak disparagingly of the provincial government's past pledges to build clinics in the district.
I've heard about that long ago. It never happened. I think I was doing grade 12 then. Long ago, in 2003, I've heard about that. But it never happened. We're still waiting.
Open. Open. Yes.
Last year, the NGO secured the tiny piece of land on which these children are playing from a Xhosa chief in Masizini. It offered it to the government as a site for a clinic. According to BI manager Peter Nyawiri, state officials then agreed to build the facility, only to contact him later with an announcement that shocked him.
After a month, they came back here now to us to say, we have looked at our budget, we are unable to build. What we are only able to do is to put up a fence, to fence the health point, but we have got no budget to build, so can you assist us?
The NGO was, in effect, being asked to do the government's job. The BI, itself struggling for funds, then had to build the health point. It now even pays the salaries of the community health workers at the clinic. The government provides a nurse and a supply of medicines once a week. But the arrival of basic health services in Masizini village, even if it is just once a week, is undoubtedly saving many lives.
I've come for my child's health. He's sick. He's not eating and is vomiting.
Nonsansa Nosele is queuing to see Nurse Zonke, her baby boy Okuhle strapped to her back. It took them 2 hours to walk to the health point. Previously, Nosele and her family would go without health care because they couldn't afford the transport to the faraway Madweleni hospital. After her consultation with the nurse, the young woman smiles as she holds two small bottles.
The nurse said, I must just give my baby 1 teaspoon of this multivitamin syrup every day. Then this other medicine, the nurse said, I must boil water and mix it and give it to the child 3 times a day.
Zonke says the health point has also radically boosted HIV-infected people's access to antiretroviral drugs in the area. Previously, they'd have to fetch supplies of the life-prolonging pills from the distant hospital.
They didn't take the treatment regularly because of the distance. It resulted in the deaths of the other people.
Judging from the presence of state earth movers in Bulungula, the government has the funds to repair roads. But the Eastern Cape Health Department, with a budget of more than $1 billion last year, continues to insist it has no money for an ambulance for the area, something that amazes Woodroff.
People have a right to that, you know? It's not a luxury. There's really no excuse, and it's a quick win. It's an easy thing for the health department or government or whatever department wants to do it, you know, in a country as wealthy as South Africa is now.
But as she later acknowledges, in a part of South Africa that seems to have been forgotten by the authorities since democracy dawned on the country almost 20 years ago, nothing's easy. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Masizini Village, South Africa.